Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kajara Ashwadada Shishimat His Divine Grace Hasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Kajara Ashwadada Shishat Shrimat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shedvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shishi Radha Krishna Gop Gopinada Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samavet Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Primanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, Gaur Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, entitled Jnana Yoga, Text 34. यता हि भानुर उदयो नरचक्षुषाम् तमो निहन्यान तु सिद्धते एवं समीक्षा निपुना सती मे हन्यात्तमिश्रम पुरुषस्य बुद्धे यता हि भानो हृदयो नृचक्षुषाम् तमो निहन्यान तु सद्विदत्ते एवं समीक्षा निपुना सती मे हन्यात्तमिश्रम् पुरुषस्य बुद्धे यता हि भानो हृदयो नरचक्षुषाम् तमो निहन्यान तु सद्विदत्ते एवं समीक्षा निपुना सती मे हन्यात्तमिश्रम् पुरुषस्य बुद्धे
Thank you.
word to word. Yatha, as. He, indeed. Bhano, of the sun. Udaya, the rising. Nara, human. Chakshusam, of eyes. Tama, the darkness. Nihanya, destroys. Na, not. Tu, but. Sat, objects that exist. Vidhatate, creates. Evam, similarly. Samiksha, full realization. Nipuna, potent. Sati, true. Me, of me. Sorry, me, of me. Hanyat, destroys. Tamisram, the darkness. Purushasya, of a person. Buddhe, in the intelligence. Translation: when the sun rises, it destroys the darkness covering men's eyes, but it does not create the object they can see before them, which in fact were existing all along. Similarly, potent and factual realization of me will destroy the darkness covering a person's true consciousness. Text 35. Esha Swayam Jyotir Ajo Aprameyo Mahanubhuti Sakalanubhuti Eko Adutiyo Vacham Savirame Yene Shitavag Asavas Charanti. Translation: the Supreme Lord is self-luminous, unborn and immeasurable. He is pure transcendental consciousness and perceives everything. One without a second, he is realized only after ordinary word cease. By him, the power of speech and the life airs are set into motions. Purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Lord is self-luminous, self-manifested, whereas individual's living entity is manifested by Him. The Lord is unborn, but the living entity, because of material designative coverings, take birth in conditioned life. The Lord is immeasurable, being all-pervasive, whereas the living entity is localized. The Supreme Lord is Mahanubhuti, totality of consciousness, whereas the living entity is a tiny spark of consciousness. The Lord is Sakalanubhuti, omniscient, whereas the living entity is aware only of His own limited experience. Supreme Lord is one, whereas the living entity are innumerable. Considering all this contrast between the Lord and ourselves, we should not waste time like foolish material scientists and philosophers who struggles to find the origin of this world by their insignificant mental speculation and word jugglery. Although one may discover some of the gross law of material nature through material research, there is no hope of achieving the absolute truth by such a petty endeavors. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So in the purport to the text 35, it says, we should not waste time like the foolish material scientists and philosophers who struggle to find the origin of the world by their insignificant mental speculation and word jugglery. Although one may discover some of the gross laws of material nature through material research, there is no hope for achieving the absolute truth by such a petty endeavors. So the modern scientists or modern philosophers, they by their speculations, as a purport says, that they may discover certain forms of gross laws of material nature, or they may able to manipulate to certain extent some gross material nature, but they cannot win over the main problems of life, or surely they cannot achieve by these endeavors absolute truth. You know, we can discover few gross things. We may can discover some good medicines or vaccines, or you know, and resolving some level of calamities. However, even with a lot of money and the best of doctors and best of medicines, people still continue to have problems. You know, the best example is Muhammad Ali, who was one of the time he was such a greatest champion of a boxer. His one hand was raised and the opponent was like, you know, smashed down. He was such a winner. And he was called that time as like a Superman. If somebody is to be called as a Superman, that was he, Muhammad Ali. But when, in a later stage of his life, when he was called to lit Olympic, when he was given the Olympic torch, by one hand he was holding that Olympic torch and the other hand was very much shivering. The same hand which used to punch so many opponents, but now that same hand was shivering because of the Parkinson's disease. So even though you have a lot of money and lot of other research works may be carried out, but you cannot solve the problems of life in totality, right? You know, we can extend lifespan. We may can, by through our research, manipulating material nature, we can extend the lifespan. But extending that lifespan, not necessarily that we will be happier, right? So many times, science or the philosophers can give us many patch-up solutions. Patch-up solutions are like, you know, when we used to in our hostel rooms, so sometimes when we used to get a news that, okay, parents are coming without any notice. So what we used to do, all our laundry, which is not washed from so long time, we used to just wind up in one blanket or something and put it in behind the cot, right? We used to just hide it behind the cot. So this was the like, you know, phenomena we used to do in the hostel. So patch-up solutions. If there's a lot of dust, we just put a bed sheet on it, right? Just to cover up. So this kind of patch-up solutions is there, but the ultimate solutions cannot be, right? And many times this kind of solutions give rise to many problems. Like, many times people think that, you know, after going to in hospitals, I will be safe because I am in the hand of doctors or some things, you know. And the safest place people consider many times is the ICU. A person is in the ICU, that means he's in safe hands. But the doctors or the health workers there, they also think that how can we take this patient out of ICU as soon as possible? Why? What are they afraid of? They're afraid of the phenomena called as superbugs. Now what is this called as superbugs? Superbugs are like those bacteria or viruses or some, you know, this kind of germs, which become immune to whatever the drugs, antibiotics or whatsoever. And these bugs cannot be countered. Now the patient got admitted into ICU because of something, but he gets into some other complications because of these superbugs. Right? So we try to resolve some problems, but we land up into some other problems. Right? So these are very common that we have people struggle with these kind of infections in ICU, superbugs, and they cannot be countered. If they have to be countered, you have to invent the higher and higher level of antibiotics. Right? And then it goes on like a Surasa's mouth. Right? Hanumanji becomes bigger, Surasa's mouth becomes bigger. So as you raise the level of antibiotics, research develops a higher level of antibiotics, the bacteria over time, these microbes or these germs, they become immune to that. And then you go on developing the higher antibiotics, and this on. You know, so these superbugs are really deadly. You see now, the whole world is shut because of this invisible enemy, right? This invisible enemy we are tackling with, right? The whole world is around, is shut. So somebody sent me this message. Invisible mind actually controls the most powerful species in this world, is a human being, right? Invisible mind, this invisible superbugs, right? But people still have tough time to accept God, which is invisible through our naked eyes. Very unfortunate. So, by science we can develop some kind of patch-up solutions. Like I was just googling through, came across Wikipedia, swine flu, which was in 2009, which had come up. So after 8 to 12 months of that outbreak, they developed a vaccine. And that vaccine, which was given to counter the swine flu, but that vaccine caused a necrolepsy epidemic in Finland and Sweden. So solution of this is causing something else, right? So really understanding, the solution sometimes cannot give you a perfect situation in our life, right? So sometimes if a patient comes out of a surgery, right, and if he starts getting hiccups, doctor immediately get concerns. They immediately call up the relatives, they tell to the health workers and nurse and other things, call up the relatives and tell that we can't say anything about the patient just because he's getting hiccups now after surgery, you know. So they immediately raise their hands. The thing is not in our hand, right? So we need to understand, we can manipulate certain material energy or matter to certain extent, but we cannot win over actually the main problems of life. We cannot, we can prolong life, but we cannot win over old age, death, disease, right? We may have immediate measures to take upon certain calamities, right? It is good to keep that problems at bay. Good to follow those immediate measures. We may address or make some arrangement for them, some remote measures, right? So it is good to take care of such a remote measures right now, which is not accessible to us, but in future we can do like this, remote measures. We plan for it. It is good. It is far-sighted. It is better. However, we should not, while we take care of immediate measures, we take care of remote measures, we should not forget the ultimate measures. taking shelter of the Lord. Right? Because the calamities are going to come one after the other. They are just awaiting. Right? They are in the just queue. One after the other, they are coming. While we fight back with all these calamities, we need to keep our eyes on our ultimate destination. We cannot just give up ourselves. We have to fight back with all these calamities. But we should not also keep aside our ultimate measures. That ultimate, the eye, we always keep on our eye on ultimate destinations. Right? So purport says, mundane philosophers, like dry logicians or mental speculators, they can't find absolute truth by their endeavors. They may can analyze matter, but can't find absolute truth in its full potency. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a wonderful conversation. Happens between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Now, who is the Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? He says, Naumitam Gaura Chandram Ya Kutarka Karkasha Ashayam Sarvabhoma Sarvabhuma Bhakti Bhuma Nam Acharat. So, Kutarka Karkasha Ashayam Kutarka. Who is Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? Who is very hard-hearted. Because of what? He is a reservoir of bad logic. Tarka. Karkash Ashayam. His heart has become very hard-hearted because of this reservoir of bad logic. Right? But even that, he became Bhakti Bhumanam Acharayat. Sarvabhumam Sarvabhumam. He was a teacher. He was heading this logic. You know, logic and reasoning, Nyaya. Basically, he learned Nyaya from Varanasi. That time in a Navadip, in a Puri, there was no one who was into the Nyaya philosophy. So he was sent to Varanasi to learn from the Varanasi Panditas, Nyaya philosophy. And he comes back with that. See, he was heading so such a Tarka and Nyaya Shastras, right? He was a Sarvabhauma, but he became Bhakti Bhuman Acharet. He became a wonderful, a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. He took shelter of Bhakti. How was that possible? Naumitam Gaura Chandramya. By the mercy of Lord Sri Gaura Chandra. We offer that obeisances to Lord Sri Gaura Chandra, who converted that Tarka, logician, dry logician, speculators like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya into a wonderful devotee. So before this conversation, the prelude is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was taking the first darshan of Jagannath in Jagannath Puri and he fainted. Pandas around, that time they thought he is creating some disturbance, let's throw him out. That time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya intervened and offered some service. He took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. Right? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then inquired, after inquiring from Gopinath Acharya. Now who is Gopinath Acharya? Is a brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Gopinath Acharya is a wonderful associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after inquiring from Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood that this sannyasi is in the line of Keshav Bharati. Though he is as a sannyasi, but he retains that name of a Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So that time, Chaitanya is a name, this title was given for Brahmacharis. Sannyasis have different titles like Ananda, Bharati, Puri, this kind of titles. But Chaitanya was a title for Brahmacharis. So hearing that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood the humility of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? So then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he receives this guest, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He offers a good Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath in a golden plate. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I will only take Lafra Vyanjan. Now what is a Lafra Vyanjan? It is, Prabhupada says, it is a boiled vegetables with some spices added to it. And it is taken as a Lafra Vyanjan. He said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just wanted some Lafra Vyanjan. That humility attracted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Right? And So he, that attraction, then the, that Sarvam Bhattacharya, his heart was attracted and he said, I want to become your servant. Sarvam Bhattacharya said to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to become your servant. So this was his first mistake, offering service to some devotee, right? When somebody starts offering some service to a devotee, his material life potentially is finished. We saw there's a devotee who used to make Jagannath cart, and when any passerby is going through, he used to ask for some help, right? And that's how, by involving somebody into a service, right, he made so many wonderful devotees, right? So, so even to respond to that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibited that humility, and he said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you are a teacher of the whole universe. You please teach me. You become my guru, right? I am a Balaka Sannyasi. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already 24 and 25th around that age, right? And he accepted him as a guru. Why did Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that? Generally, a sannyasi gives instruction to grahasthas, right? And grahastha hears. But here was ulta, opposite. So this was a transcendental plan of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't show his leela of Nimai Pandit, wherein he defeated so many people, right? Conquered so many in the debates. But he had a transcendental plan. He wanted to open the heart of Sarvam Bhattacharya through humility. That was his transcendental plan. So coming back to the conversation between Sarvam Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya, after knowing from Gopinath Acharya that sannyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas in a Kesha Bharti line, Sarvam Bhattacharya said that is a low line. It is not a first class sannyas line. So, Gopinath kahe, ihar nahi bhaya peksha, ateva bada sampradaya, nahi ka peksha. So, Gopinath Acharya said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't rely on the external formalities of which sampradaya he is, right? No need for accepting a sannyas from the higher lines. He doesn't need that. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, Nirantaraya ke Vedanta sunaiba, Vairagya dvaita marge pravesha karaiba. He said, he is such a young sannyasi, I will recite him Vedanta philosophy continuously, so that he can remain fixed. Vairagya advaita marga pravesha karaiba. So that he can remain fixed into Vedanta, into his renounce order. Because Lord Chaitanya was just a 24-year-old. He had taken sannyas just in a Sankranti, in January. And he travelled to Jagannath Puri, and this conversation happened in a March. Just in a 2 or 3 months' times. Right? So I will be fixed into his renounce order. So I will teach him Vedanta. Now why Vedanta? Because, like if you see, let's say, if you go in a kitchen and there's a bowl of maida, sugar, curd, and some soda, something is kept on a kitchen platform. Will you get attracted? Will you get salivate? Surely not, right? But if you bake a cake out of it, hot cake, right? Then you will like to have it. You get attracted to it. You feel it's so delicious, when can I have it, right? But if you break it down to its ingredients, what happens? Maida, that sugar or the curd or soda powder, you don't feel attracted, right? So when you break it down, that detachment arises. That is the formula of Vedantis. They analyze the whole world and break it down into 24 elements, understanding that this is not worth, right? And then detachment arises. And that's why Sarvam Bhattacharya is proposing that I will recite Vedanta for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvam Bhattacharya wanted to reinitiate Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a higher line. So Gopinath Acharya and other associates, Mukunda Dutta and others, they become really angry. And they say, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He exhibits all symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need all these things. Immediately, disciples and the students of Sarvam Bhattacharya, they ask for proof. Shishyagana kahe Ishvara, kaha kona premane, pramane, Acharya kahe vikyamata, Ishvara lakshane. So, they ask, Ishvara kaha kon pramane, by which praman? What is the proof that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Acharya, Gopinath Acharya, he says, Vikyamata Ishvara Lakshane. You should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by statements of great personalities. Shishya kahe Ishvara Tattva Sadhi Anumane, Acharya kahe Anumane, Nahe Ishvara Gyane. He says, Shishya kahe, this disciple says, we derive the knowledge of absolute truth by logic and hypothesis. Gopinath Acharya says, Anumane nahe Ishvara gyane. One cannot attain the absolute truth. One cannot attain the real knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead by logical hypothesis or arguments. Logical hypothesis or arguments. So, how do they employ this logical hypothesis or argument? In material, everything is created. Everything, if you go around any object, everything is created. So, they trace back and they understand the history that to find everything has some creator. Everything has some creator. So, there is some, say, somebody behind him to create these things. By that hypothesis, they conclude that this creation has come about by some higher power. But their brain cannot accept, their tarka, their logic cannot accept that it can be by a person. But they just understand by a higher power, that is a Brahman. Right? So, Gopinath Acharya further says, Anumana pramannahe Ishvara tattva jnane Krupa vina Ishvarera keha nahi jane. So he says, Anuman praman, you cannot get Ishvara tattva jnane. By that Tarka Shastras, you cannot understand Ishvara. But what? Krupa vina Ishvarera keha nahi jane. Without mercy, without Krupa, nobody can understand Ishvara. It requires only by mercy and not by guesswork or a hypothesis. Right? Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrata. Naham prakasha sarvasya. Right? I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. Right? Mudo yam nabhi janati loko mam ajam avayam. Right? For them I am covered by my external energies. Right? So these tarka logicians or dry speculators, their eyes are also covered, clouded by these tarka shastras. Right? To them, Lord doesn't manifest. Further, Acharya says, Ishvarera krupalesha haitaya hare seita Ishvara tattva janibare pare. If one receives but a tiny bit of Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, you can receive the mercy of Lord, even a small bit of mercy of Lord, but how can you receive? Only by transcendental devotional service. Krupalesha hai tabe yahare. Right? Then you can understand nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krupa lesha, only by that tiny bit of devotional service, then you can understand, then you can get the mercy of Lord. Right? So we see in the episode of Brahmaji wanted to taste Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So in that episode, Lord Brahma actually steals cows and calves. Right? And then we know, then after stealing that, later he admits, oh, I am at a greater fault. I could not understand that extraordinary powers of Lord Shri Krishna. Right? Now who is Brahmaji? Who is the foremost being of this creation? Right? He is of all intelligence. Right? Who knows all the Vedas, but he failed to understand Lord. Right? made up of all intelligence, who knows all Vedas, but he failed to understand who is the Supreme Lord. So Brahmaji prays,
Athapi deva padam bhujatvaya prasad leshaṁ gruhita evahi janadi tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichiram vichinvan.
So my Lord, one is favored by even a slight trace of mercy of your lotus feet. He can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to understand you, unable to know you. Even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years, even men may continue to study Vedas for many years, but they cannot understand unless they have a slight trace of mercy of your lotus feet. Prasad leshaṁ gruhita evahi, right? Padam bhujadvaya, right? From your lotus feet, if they get a slight trace of that mercy. So in Brahma Samhita also, Brahmaji says, Vedeshu durlava madurlava mātma bhakto. Vedeshu durlava. Lord is durlava through Vedas, but adurlava is very much accessible, ātma bhakto, by unalloyed by unalloyed loving devotional service. So in Bhagavad Gita also, as Lord says, Vedeche sarve aham vedyo. So ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know Lord Shri Krishna, right? It is not just by acquiring more and more logic, right? Acquiring more and more jnana. So one may say, if I carry out bhakti, then I should see the Lord Shri Krishna. It is further clarified in Nanodi, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Swayam Eva Spuratyada. What it means is, being pleased by devotional service, Lord reveals himself to his devotees. Lord is Ajita, he is unconquerable. Then how is that? Adurlabha Atma Bhakto, how can the devotee conquer him? Right? Devotee doesn't conquer. No one can conquer Lord, he is Ajita. But Lord's consent is required to be conquered by his devotee. To be bound by his devotee, Lord's consent is required, right? Swayam eva spuratyada, right? So further, Gopinath Acharya says,
Yadyapi jagat guru tumi shastrat jnanavan prithvite nahi pandita tomaro saman.
Yadyapi jagat guru tumi, oh Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are jagat guru, you have so many disciples. You are Shastra Gyanavan. You are learned scholar. Prithviti nahi pandita tomara saman. There is no one equal to you in the scholarship. Right? So,
but Ishvara Krupalesha nahi kato mate ateva Ishvara tattva napara janite.
Fact that Lord is in your house. Lord is right now resting in your house. Still you cannot understand him, right? That means you are bereft of even pinch of Lord's mercy. Ateva Ishvara Tattva Na Para Janite. You don't understand Lord because you have not got the mercy of Lord, right? Lord is in your house, but you don't know the value of it. Sometimes, you know, like that magic lamp, it was into an antique store. But you don't know the value of it, right? The touchstone, who doesn't know the value of it, that washerman was using it to just scrub his cloths, right? So when you don't know the value of it, right, you just use it, take it very ordinarily. So, although Lord is in his home, but he could not understand, actually, he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may say, okay, Yashoda Maya was also having Lord Shri Krishna in her house, but even she didn't understand Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Is that Sarvam Bhattacharya and Yashoda Maya in the same predicament, right? Was Yashoda Maya was also bereft of mercy? No. Rather, Lord was very much merciful unto Yashoda Maya and to the whole Brajavasis, right?
their eyes were covered with the sweetness of Lord. Here, Mayavadis or dry speculators, their eyes are covered with that jnanam, right? But here, their eyes are covered with the sweetness. Lord wanted to do pastimes. He wanted to enact as their sin. He wanted to taste that vatsalya ras. And that's why he covered their eyes with the vatsalya. Right? That vatsalya bhav. Right? So, Supreme Personality of Godhead can't be achieved by the logic or the erudite scholarship or by one's own brain substance or by any kind of Vedic literatures. However, if one is slightly favored by the mercy of Lord, Lord is pleased, right? And one can understand Supreme Lord. Now, who are the candidates eligible to receive such a mercy of Lord? No one else than devotees. Lord reveals himself to his sincere devotees when he is pleased. When he is pleased by his service, then he reveals himself. We see this into another episode. Ramachandra Puri, he was foolishly instructing Madhavendra Puripad, right? To so much so, he was saying that Madhavendra Puripad, why you are just sentimentally reciting this, you know, and crying out for Lord Shri Krishna, right? You should absorb yourself in Brahman, right? So, by these offenses, what happened? He was committing this offense, instructing superiors, instructing even spiritual master. He was offending his spiritual master. By this offense, what happened? As you have inattentive dealings, you offend. And once you offend, material desires comes into your heart. And these material desires, when it comes into heart, then there is a deviation. That's how a person starts deviating from the main principle of devotional service. And here in Ramchandra Puri's case, he started deviating from the devotional principles and he got attracted to dry speculator. He became a dry speculator. And by that, he again started offending devotees. Again, the material desires arouse into him and again the cycle continues. He again getting more and more attracted to the dry speculations, Mayavadi philosophy. And the cycle continues and he again went on to offend Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. But exactly opposite is Ishwara Puripad. Ishwari Puripad, godbrother of Ramachandra Puripad, he was also serving, during the, deathbed of Madhavendra Puripad. But what he was doing? He was humbly serving his spiritual master. Even he was clearing the urine and stool. And by this wonderful service, he got a blessing. Spiritual master is pleased. When spiritual master is pleased, Lord is pleased. And then he gave a blessings. Madhavendra Puripad gave him blessings. And that's how he got a revelation. Same Ishwari Puripad, he got a revelation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by pleasing the service. When the services are pleased, then you get a revelation. Right? Suhiteshwara Puri Premera Sagara Ramachandra Puri Haila Sarvaninda Kara. That Ishwara Puri, he became a Premera Sagar. He got an access of Krishna Prem, right? Ocean of mercy. But whereas Ramachandra Puri, Haila Sarvaninda Kara, he only became a criticizer. He was criticizing everyone. He criticized Jagadananda Pandit, he criticized Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was criticizing everyone. He was just looking for the fault. His mind became so critical, right? So you see, so Lord is pleased by the service and then he can have a revelations, right? So only by devotee who offers a devotional service, then Lord is revealed. Absolute truth is revealed and not by the dry speculations. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he didn't agree upon this. He accepted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Mahabhagavat, but he could not accept him as a avatar. So he says, there is no Vishnu avatar in a Kali Yuga. Because Lord is called as Sri Yuga. How can you say that? So Gopinath Acharya says, Gopinath Acharya then quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharat. Right? And he says, there is no Leela avatar in a Kali Yuga. And therefore he is called as Sri Yuga. Right. But in every yuga, Lord comes as a yuga avatar. There is no lila avatar, but there is a yuga avatar. So, prati yuge karena Krishna yuga avatar, taraka nishta hruday tomar nahika vichara. There is certainly an incarnation in every age, and that is called as yuga avatar. But taraka nishta hruday, but because of that, your heart has become so hard by logic and argument, taraka nishta hridaya, that you cannot consider all these facts. Tarun Bhattacharya, your heart has become very hardened by logic. So logic and arguments, but that heart becomes very hard. Right? What is a heart means? You cannot accept somebody's viewpoint. Somebody's viewpoint cannot penetrate your brain, your heart. Right? You are stuck with your own viewpoints. There is no flexibility. Same happens in the case of Gopal Chakravarti. When Haridas Thakur was explaining that how Mukti and Papanash are two side products of chanting of holy names. That time Gopal Chakravarti says, he addresses Haridas Thakur as a Bhavuka Vaishnav. You are sentimental. Right? He didn't accept, although Haridas Thakur was quoting so many references from the scriptures, but he didn't accept. So Haridas Thakur says, Tara dosha nahi, tara tarka nishtamana. It is not a fault of yours. It is not a fault of that Brahmana, Gopal Chakravarti. He is not at a fault, but he is accustomed to what? Tara tarka nishtamana. He is captivated by dry speculation and logic. That's why this simple phenomena is not penetrating into his heart. Tarkira gocharana he namera mahatva kota haite jani besei sabatatva. One cannot understand the glories of holy name simply by logic and arguments. Therefore, this man cannot possibly understand the glories of holy name. Kota huite janibe sei sabha sabha tattva. Tarka gochar. By logic and arguments, you cannot understand this. So, when Garga Muni was giving a name performing rituals to Lord Shri Krishna, that time he said that this Lord has appeared earlier in a white, red and yellow. In this age, in a Dwapar, he is coming in a blackish complexion. So in the yellow, he was referring to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a yellowish complexion. So, we know, then Gopinath Acharya quotes these things. He quotes the references from the scriptures. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopanga Sapashadam Yadne Sankitana Prayajanti Sumedasa. Right? He says, Tomara Agyeta Kathar Nahi Prayojana Ushrabhumite Yena Bijera Ropana. Tomara Agyeta Kathar Nahi Prayojana. There is no point in quoting so many Shastric quotations to you, Sarvam Bhattacharya. Ushrabhumite Yena Bijera Ropana. Like sowing the seed, it is just like I am giving you so many quotations of the scriptures, but it is like sowing a seed in a barren land. It will have no effect on you. Right? So what it means, Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna can be only understood by soft heart. Right? It cannot be understood by logic and arguments. these arguments happens between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvamam Bhattacharya. Now it was a friendly discussion because they were brother-in-law and this debate went on. So hearing this discussion, this news comes to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He hears that conversation, understand that conversation. He says, Sarvam Bhattacharya has given me such a great affection. He showed mercy on me, right? I cannot deny him, right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes to Sarvam Bhattacharya with maintaining all his humility, right? And he hears from him Vedanta. Now we understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu win over Sarvam Bhattacharya, but he didn't win over Sarvam Bhattacharya with aggressive argument, because the the process adopted outside world is aggression with the ego, with the pride. You go on and you win over others. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here adopted what? How to conquer? Is with the patience, with the humility, right? So without aggression and pride, 7 days and 7 days he heard explanations of Vedanta from Sarvam Bhattacharya. And then at the end of 7 days, he peacefully disagreed with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very quietly, right? He didn't took a violent fight, but very peacefully he fought back. So he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have given me the Vedanta Sutra, but your this explanation is just covering, right? Now to whom he is saying? He is challenging Sarvam Bhattacharya, who was such a great scholar, who has learned from Varanasi. He is challenging that, right? So hearing from that, when he heard all the explanation, then Sarvam Bhattacharya heard explanation of Atmaram verse, then he understood that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And then became the transformation of Sarvam Bhattacharya, which was very much visible. That hardcore logician, he was transformed and he got mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is shown into the different instances how he received the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how his transformation was very much visible. So at the first instance, when he heard the Atmaram verses, different explanations of Atmaram verses from Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. What was the reaction of Sarvam Bhattacharya that time? Atmaninda kari laila prabhu rasharana krupa kari bare tabe prabhu rahoila mana. He regretted, atmaninda kari, he regretted, he condemned himself as an offender. And what did he do? Laila prabhu rasharana. He took shelter of Supreme Lord, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krupa kari bare tabe prabhu rahoila mana. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya desired to show his mercy. When he surrendered, then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he desired to show his mercy. Then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed 400 form of Vishnu and then appeared as the original form of Lord Sri Krishna, who was playing the flute. That time Sarvam Bhattacharya composed 100 verses in prayers and glorification to the Supreme Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being so much pleased, he embraced Sarvam Bhattacharya. And in that ecstasy, Sarvam Bhattacharya was dancing like a madman, right? And that was a mercy. Tarka Shastra Jada Ami Yaichi Lahu Pinda Atma Dravi Latumi Pratapa Prachanda. I had become dull headed due to reading of too many books in a logic. Consequently, I had become like an iron bar. Because of reading so many books on logic, I had become like that iron bar. Loha pinda, I become like iron bar. But nonetheless, you have melted my heart. You have melted that iron bar. And therefore, your influence is far great. Ama dravile tumi, you have melted my heart. Pratapa prachanda, your glory is great, O Lord. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, that's how he surrendered. That hardcore logician now surrendered and became a devotee. He danced in ecstasy when embraced by Supreme Lord. At the second instance, next day when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought some Mahaprasad to Sarvam Bhattacharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya woke up. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Krishna Krishna from him. Such a transformation. As he gets up, he is reciting name of Lord Krishna Krishna and not any Vedanta Sutras. So, Prasadanna Pana Bhatta Charya Ananda Hoila Snana Sandhya Danta Dvana Yadyapina Kaila. So without bathing, without washing his mouth, he takes that Mahaprasad. Such a hardcore follower, dry speculator, logician, follower of such a hardcore rituals, who adhere to so much rituals, as soon as he received Maha, he took that Maha without following any rituals, he immediately brought. Chaitanya prasade maner sab jadya kela
ये श्लोक पढ़ी अन्न भक्षण करीला
बाय मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु चैतन्य प्रसादे मनेरा सब जड़ गेला ऑल द डलनेस इन द माइंड ऑफ सर्वम भट्टाचार्य वॉज इराडिकेटेड
हाउ शुष्कम परियोषितम वापी नीतम वा दुर्देशता प्राप्ति मात्रेन भोक्तव्यम नात्र काल विचारणा
वन शुड ईट महाप्रसाद इमीडिएटली अपॉन रिसीविंग इट राइट वेदर इट इज अ ड्राइड अप स्टेल और ब्रॉट फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंस कंट्री राइट शुष्कम परियोषितम वापी नितम दूरदेशिता इवन इफ इट इज ब्रॉट फ्रॉम अ लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस यू शुड इमीजिएटली ऑनर इट विदाउट कंसिडरिंग द टाइम राइट एंड इट सेज फर्दर देर इज नो रिगेटिव प्रिंसिपल कंसर्निंग द टाइम एंड सर्कमस्टेंसेस यू शुड इमीजिएटली ऑनर And that is the bhakti scriptures we started following. Sarvam Bhattacharya started following. Now Sarvam Bhattacharya, he is taking Mahaprasad, right? And we are taking Mahaprasad. There is a difference. Sarvam, we look at Mahaprasad and we select, not that Bangan Sabji. Give me that fried pakoda. Give me that sweet rabadi, right? But Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was looking at Mahaprasad, understanding it as a mercy of Lord, right? I remember one devotee was taking a laddu. He got a laddu of Mahaprasad. He took a first bite. Immediately his eyes were closed. Because that laddu was made up of not with the sugar. But accidentally it was made by salt. It was all salty. Right? But that devotee said, now this Mahaprasad is tested by Lord himself. Right? It's a different matter that this was a mistake. Made by the devotee who cooked it, he then slowly mixed with the rice, right? And he ate that Mahaprasad. He honored that Mahaprasad. Understanding it is honored by Lord, tested by Lord, he honored it, right? Now, I'm not saying that we should imitate that, but we should understand the principle that Mahaprasad is very delicious. We should hanker for it. However, we should understand that it is tested, however it is tested by Lord and we should always honor it. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, that's how he is taking Mahaprasad. So seeing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such an ecstasy. Seeing that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all my desires are fulfilled. It is like I have achieved a Vaikuntha Lokas. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya, why? Because Sarvam Bhattacharya, he has acquired so much faith in Mahaprasad. That hardcore Mayavadi, right, who consider everything is one, who cannot acknowledge the energy of Lord, right? He cannot respect energy of Lord, considering it as a Maya. He is accepting that energy of Lord, that he is personally acknowledging the personality of Lord, that this is personally tested by Lord, and accepting that as a Mahaprasad. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased. He danced, right? He was embracing Sarvam Bhattacharya. So this was the second instance that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased and showered his mercy on Sarvam Bhattacharya and see the transformation of Sarvam Bhattacharya. At another instance, Gopinath Acharya was saying to Sarvam Bhattacharya, didn't I tell you, I foretold you that this is now going to take place. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he said, he didn't take a credit to himself. Sarvam Bhattacharya, he said, he offered obeisances to Gopinath Acharya, right? And he said, तुम्ही महाभागवत आमी तर्क अंधे तुम्ही महाभागवत आमी तर्क अंधे प्रभु 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 कृपा कैला मोरा तोमार संबंधे प्रभु हैज डन मर्सी अपॉन मी वाय बिकॉज आई एम संबंधे तोमार संबंधे बिकॉज आई एम समहाउ इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ यू बिकॉज आई एम समहाउ रिलेटेड विथ यू दैट्स वाई आई गॉट अ मर्सी राइट दैट्स हाउ ही चेंज्ड. It was the same Gopinath Acharya with whom Gopinath Sarvam Bhattacharya was debating, not accepting his any scripture arguments also, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. To him he is now offering obeisances. To him he is so grateful. Because of you I receive the mercy, right? So coming in contact with the devotees, then getting attracted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and desire to want to serve to the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought such a transformation in Sarvam Bhattacharya. So somehow some contact or some relation with the devotees brings one to such a great fortune, And we see that again in the episode of Gopinath Patnaik. Gopinath Patnaik, he was raised on a changa. Ultimately, he was saved from that situation by Lord Sri Jagannath and mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That saved him. Although, how that? Because Harichandan, who knew that all these are devotees of, because Gopinath Patnaik's even brother, Ramanand Rai and Vaninath Rai is also being arrested. And understanding they are so dear of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to the rescue. So, by mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was rescued from Changa. So, although Gopinath Patnaik himself was kind of a mixed devotee, but because his relationship with Ramanand Rai, Vaninath Rai, right, that's how he was saved. So some contact with the devotee, some relationship with the devotee saves us and brings us to such a greater fortune. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see Sarvam Bhattacharya's this humility, that he was not accepting the credit but giving credit to Gopinath Acharya and offering obeisances. So that humility exhibition of Sarvam Bhattacharya was very much pleased, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy. This was another transformation we see in Sarvam Bhattacharya. Another instance was like a last nail. Transformation was so much visible by this instance, where Sarvam Bhattacharya, while he was coming across this verse, Tattenu kampam sutavikshamano bunjana evatum krutam vipakam radvak vapurbir vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadayabhag. He changed that word, jivetayo mukti pade sadayabhag, that mukti pade to bhakti pade. Yei Bhattacharya pade padaya maya vade tara aiche vakyas pure chaitanya prasade. So he changed from mukti pade to bhakti pade. Yei Bhattacharya, the same Bhattacharya, pade padaya maya vade, who was teaching, accustomed to reading and teaching mayavad philosophy to so many of his students. He was known sarvabhauma, that was the title, was now hating this word mukti. He is that person now hating the word mukti, and now he want to change that mukti to bhakti. This was only possible by Chaitanya Prasade. Spure Chaitanya Prasade. This was only possible by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lohoke yavata sparshi hema nahi kare tavata sparshi mani keha chintena pare. So only when touchstone is brought and is and touched to something, when that turns into gold, then you understand it is a touchstone. That's how you can prove this is a touchstone. Otherwise you cannot bring, you cannot say any stone and say it as a touchstone. By seeing such a hardcore transformation of a mayavadi to such a ardent, great, wonderful, ecstatic devotee, we understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Make such a impossible to possible. Yehi Mahaprabhu Lila Mahaprabhu Milana Iha Yehi Shraddha Kari Karaye Shravana. So we'll conclude with this verse. Jnana Karma Pasha Haite Haya Vimochana Achire Milaya Tara Chaitanya Charana. So one who hears this conversation, this pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and transformation of Sarvam Bhattacharya, we understand is soon, very soon he will be freed from net of speculation. Jnana Karma Pasha, net of speculation and fruitive activities, and very soon he will attain shelter of Achire Mile Tare Chaitanya Charana, shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We'll conclude. Thank you very much for being attentive. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki.